This is courtesy of the Aladdin Homes Company. This is a picture that they published in a catalog in 1950 that showed how you loaded the railroad boxcar full of materials, because that's how your house came. It came by boxcar. A typical Sears house was two boxcars full of material. So you'd order your house from Sears. You'd get a note back from Sears telling you when you could expect the shipment. The freight agent would call you from the railroad depot and say, your cars are here. Please unload them as soon as you can. And you'd go with a horse team and wagon to the railroad station, and you would unload your two boxcars full of material. The average Sears house kit had 25 tons of materials with more than 30,000 parts. So, you know, think of it in terms of a Lego set. It's like the biggest Lego set ever. They provided that you could order plumbing, electrical fixtures, heating systems as options to add on to your order. You could even order the paint to paint your house when you're finished. And for many people who built these houses, this was the first family's first steps to modern home living, with modern HVAC systems, central air, indoor plumbing, indoor bathrooms. So this was sort of a state-of-the-art house that could be delivered to the most rural places in the United States. Sears started offering financing plans beginning in 1912, and their sales peaked just before the Depression in 1929. And while Sears financing helped many homeowners to purchase their homes, many of those people ended up defaulting during the Great Depression. And Sears was left with a huge problem. They were forced to liquidate $11 million in defaulted debt in the company. And Sears, it actually threatened the viability of the whole Sears company because the losses were so great. And it was also a public relations disaster because Sears had to foreclose on their own customers. Those were people who would otherwise be ordering things through the Sears catalog, and they lost those people's customers forever when they defaulted on their loans and Sears foreclosed on their houses. So as a result of that, Sears stopped offering mortgages by 1933. And if we know our history, the FHA, the Federal Housing Administration, was founded in 1933, and they started underwriting home mortgages. The federal government started underwriting mortgages so that people would build and we could build our way out of the Depression, as they referred to it. And as a result of that, Sears just was out of the market for those. And Sears continued selling houses, and it issued the Modern Homes Catalog until 1942. And despite the fact that their sales recovered after the end of the Great Depression, by 1942, Sears just got out of the business completely. And there are a lot of reasons for why they got out of it. Competition from other companies doing similar kinds of work, but also the beginning of tract housing. Companies like Levittown just building entire communities, one building after another, after another, after another. Even in Madison, there were companies that were, after World War II, that were building houses like in Celsius Subdivision. There was a company there who built the houses, and they would start, they'd dig a hole, and then they would, when the hole was finished, they'd send the foundation people in, and the people digging the hole would dig the hole next door. And then once the foundation people had finished their foundation, the framers would come and start framing. And they had specialties in the construction trade that would just march from house to house down the block, and they'd build them one after another. And that kind of economy of construction made houses more affordable, but it also meant that what Sears was doing was not so unique anymore.